Think Pink. Written by Suzuki Blue. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, DCU. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Bernard Dowd, Tim Drake, Connor Kent. Also tagged for self-discovery, sexual experimentation, pink kryptonite. Yes, I very much do mean the gay kryptonite. Humor, crack treated seriously, fluff and smut, friends to lovers, sailboats in love, polyamory, safe, sane, and consensual, dom sub, soft dom, subspace, sub drop, safe word use, aftercare, praise kink, enthusiastic consent, exhibitionism, voyeurism, pet play, marathon sex, multiple orgasms, sexual fantasy, dom Tim Drake, sub Connell Connor Kent, mostly just sexily vibing Bernard Dowd, first time bottoming, casual sex, and not so casual sex, top Tim Drake, top Bernard Dowd, bottom Connell Connor Kent, Connell Connor Kent centric, Con has a big dick, Con cries during sex, Connell Connor Kent feels, Con's incredibly low standards, and his total lack of understanding as to why Tim and Bernard keep surpassing them. Bisexual disaster, Tim Drake. Bernard Dowd is a good significant other. Crowdsourcing whether or not your crush is currently an evil doppelganger in the group chat. And the author and reader regret nothing. Chapter 1. So, Con says, skeptically eyeing the softly glowing rock in his hand. Metallo, like, threw it at his head. He has no idea why. Is this supposed to do something, or... It's pink, Kara says leerily, staying very firmly back. Like, unexpectedly far back, in fact. Yeah, I'm not actually blind, thanks, Con says, turning the rock over and squinting at it. It continues not to do anything, aside from the glowing thing. No, it's pink kryptonite, she stresses. It literally doesn't hurt at all, though, Con says. Though he probably should have figured it was some kind of kryptonite, given that Metallo had it, and had apparently thought he could hurt him with it. Seriously, though, his gloves are fingerless and he's got it right in his hand. It should be hurting him, if it's actually kryptonite. Pink kryptonite doesn't work like that, Kara says, edging a little further back. They're floating a few hundred feet in the air right now, but from the way she's acting, Khan's vaguely concerned that he might be about to explode or something. It just affects our sexual urges. Oh, Khan says, frowning in confusion. Weird, but is that all? I don't mean, like, it makes you horny, Khan. I mean, like, it makes you homosexual. Kara hisses, looking mortified. And don't ask me how I know, all right? Khan blinks. What the literal fuck? He asks incredulously, just staring at her. How does that even... Are you telling me Metallo went and chucked gay kryptonite at me in the middle of the fight? Yes, Kara says, still clearly mortified. So just stay over there with it until somebody shows up with a lead box, okay? The effects will stop after we get it contained. All right, all right. So then, do you think the dude was flirting with me, or is he just a fucking idiot? Khan jokes, balancing the kryptonite on his index finger with his TTK. Although, I really don't think he'd be my type either way. Like, nothing against cyborgs in general, obviously. Just the whole thing with him being a murderous supervillain who literally runs on kryptonite seems like it'd make us totally star-crossed. I want somebody I can actually commit to, you know? Sure, Kara says, still eyeing the kryptonite with serious trepidation. It's really not helping Khan feel less like a time bomb, to be honest. Is there, like, some other side effect that he should be worrying about right now or something? Like, is he missing something here? You seem kinda high-strung about this, he observes, raising an eyebrow at her. Look, you'd have avoided it too if you'd dealt with it before, she says protestingly. So stay over there and definitely keep it away from Cal. I don't know if Jimmy ever really recovered from the last time. Oh, well, congrats to Jimmy, I guess, Khan says, since he can't really see a downside to scoring a one-night stand with Superman. Like, a downside for somebody who isn't literally his clone, he means. The clone thing would definitely make it weird. Just, it's also Clark, though. So he'd probably be the generous type in bed. Like, the sort to really take care of somebody. Be as gentle as happened to be appropriate, but also down if his partner maybe wanted to get a little rough for whatever reason. And he'd definitely be able to go all night. Again, Khan isn't going to go there himself. It really would be too weird. But he can make a logical conclusion. Extrapolate one. Whatever. Then again, he'd be down with Power Girl absolutely destroying him whenever the fuck she wanted to, and she's genetically his some form of cousin or something, he guesses. His half-cousin from another reality. So really, Clark's not even that weird an option. And like, all appearances aside, Khan's a binary clone anyway. Not even a one-for-one match, so... Actually, it's probably weirder that he thinks Power Girl is so unspeakably hot, but comparatively, Kara is just fine? Like, that's a little odd, isn't it? Maybe it's an attitude thing. Or the costume. Might be safe to blame the costume, yeah. It's just such a good costume. Like, Khan aspires to reach that level of costume. But really. All that aside, he still doesn't even know what the big deal about temporarily going gay is. Although, to be fair, he's also currently talking to Supergirl, and not, like, literally any dude whatsoever. So, like, who knows how weird this stuff might actually make him under those circumstances. Maybe it, like, fucks with inhibitions and stuff, too? Yeah, hell if he knows. He's really only dealt with green kryptonite before. He was vaguely aware that other colors existed, and apparently did different stuff, but This just seems very different. Put it that way. Maybe best to avoid Jimmy Olsen for a little while, Khan decides privately. The guy probably doesn't need that. Besides, Clark apparently got there first anyway, and Khan just really doesn't want to be worrying about measuring up. Miss him with that, thanks. Although, maybe he'll go visit Tim later. No, Kara made it sound like the pink K's gonna stop affecting him pretty quick once they box it up. So, not much point in bothering. Though, maybe he'll just visit him to hang. Come to think of it, they haven't seen each other in almost a week. Well, he hasn't seen Tim, at least. Who knows how much bat surveillance Tim's seen him through? Khan should maybe sweep his room for bugs again. Note to self. Although, would it be weird to just, like, keep the pink kryptonite, maybe? Since it apparently doesn't actually hurt anyone or anything? Because that could be, well, just interesting, that's all. Like, Khan is open to exploring that experience, just as an experience. Actually, you're surprisingly not high-strung about this, Kara says.
Am I? Khan asks. I mean, it's not that big a deal, is it?
She stares at him. Khan, she says slowly, pink kryptonite affects your sexuality. It makes you attracted to people you're not normally attracted to. It confuses you and everyone around you, and it is really freaking embarrassing to explain afterwards.
I've been mind-controlled into shaving my head and breaking my best friend's arm, Khan says, continuing to not really see what the big deal is. That was embarrassing and fucking traumatic. This is just kind of weird.
Only kinda? Kara asks incredulously. You're one of the straightest guys I know. How are you just fine with this?
I mean, to be fair, that's probably making some unfair generalizations about straight guys, Khan points out.
Kara stares at him.
What?
I don't even know how to respond to that, she says.
Sorry? Khan says, then tucks the pink kryptonite into his jacket pocket with a shrug. He's not trying to hide it or anything, just getting kind of sick of holding it. And it's that or he ditches it somewhere or starts tossing it around, and that'd probably be just, well, absolutely epically stupid of him. Or it seems like it would be anyway. Whatever color it is, it's still kryptonite.
I mentioned keeping that away from Cal, right? Kara says.
Yeah, on that note, are they, like, done down there yet? Khan asks, glancing down toward the mess of the street that Clark's standing on a few hundred feet below, with a whole bunch of randos from Star Labs, for some reason. Somebody mentioned something about neutralizing Metallo's kryptonite heart without actually killing him, but mostly it was just science talk and clearly theoretical anyway, so to be honest, Khan kind of tuned it all out as not currently relevant, and that's all he knows.
Definitely not, Kara says.
I'm gonna call Robin while we're killing time then, Khan says, pulling out his phone.
You are going to call your closest male friend, Kara says. Right now, while you've got pink kryptonite in your pocket.
Yep, Khan says, already pulling up Tim's contact.
Can you not see how that might be a bad idea at the moment? Kara asks. Not in any way whatsoever?
Well, I'm not calling impulse, Khan replies reasonably.
Kara stares at him again, for some reason.
Whatever. He calls Tim. Hey, Connor, what's up? Tim answers distractedly, which Khan doesn't hold against him, because when isn't Tim distracted, really? Dude's got too much going on in that head of his, for real. He's just glad the guy ever picks up the phone at all. So, apparently I'm gay right now? Khan greets conversationally, figuring he should lead with that, just in case he actually is about to do something embarrassing, to explain. Pink kryptonite is fucking weird, man. Tim says, as Kara covers her face with her hands. What? Pink kryptonite makes you gay, Kara says. Khan says, and we're both just kind of chilling above downtown Metropolis waiting for Cal to finish up with the sciencey people so we can get said Pink K locked up. So I'm bored out of my mind right now and calling you to complain about it. You're calling me, Tim says slowly, while you were gay. What? Is he asking to come over? Another voice asks from the phone, sounding amused. It takes Khan a second to realize it, but, oh yeah, that's the mysterious Bernard, isn't it? Right, Tim has a boyfriend now. Khan's never actually met him on account of being the worst at secret identities, and the whole thing that is Bernard living very firmly in Gotham, land of no outside capes allowed unless you're either a supervillain or Batman's too dead to stop you. But he's heard him over the phone a couple of times now. Although, they've never actually personally talked. So maybe thinking about Tim while being high on pink kryptonite isn't actually, like, kosher? Or polite? Or whatever. Then again, Bernard did ask. I don't know, maybe, Khan says thoughtfully, considering the idea. Are you open to me coming over? Yes, Bernard says. Bernard! Tim says, babe, I know we're pretending. I don't know you're an ass-kicking vigilante and all, but come on. Don't make me turn down Superboy, Bernard says wryly. Wait, pretending? Tim sputters. Pretending so hard, Bernard confirms, sounding nothing but fond. Khan's actually a little jealous of that tone of voice, he's got to admit. Like, it's been a bit since anybody's talked to him that way, is all. But, like, if you actually thought you were being subtle, maybe you shouldn't talk about kryptonite on the phone right in front of me, or put themed emojis next to all your super friend civilian names in your contacts list. Oh my god, you do that? Khan asks with a gleeful cackle, immediately forgetting everything else in favor of that absolutely delightful piece of information. You're the worst! Batman just rolled over in his grave, and Oracle is absolutely losing her shit on the other end of her wiretap. B's not even dead right now, Tim says in exasperation. And if O cared, she'd have already hacked my phone and changed them. And for the record, plenty of people put random superhero emojis next to their friends' names. That's a totally normal thing to do. Usually, the random superhero emojis aren't associated with contact pics that are dead fucking ringers for said superheroes, Bernard says, sounding amused again. Just as a thing and all. Anyway, so you're gay today? How's that going for you, Connor? Tim says as Bernard laughs gleefully in the background. Triggering any unfortunate mental health crises or anything? Making you worry about the validity of your masculinity? Because I can safely assure you that's all bullshit and you're fine. Nah, I know all that. Being gay is just a thing, Khan says with a shrug. Kara's being a little weird about it, but honestly, it's going way better than, like, the time supervillains mind controlled me into being into them. Like, just as an overall experience, I mean. Wait, how many times has that come up? Tim asks in bemusement. I don't know. Khan shrugs again. I mean, you were there for the Poison Ivy incident, and then gorgeous Gilly happened to me a while later, which was, genuinely horrifying because she tried to literally marry me during all that. So, I think just the twice, probably. But don't quote me on that. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. And how is Kara being weird exactly? Tim says in his very unsubtle assessing my teammate's psychological condition voice. Oh, she's mostly just avoiding me? Khan says. As a guy who's personally not really all that concerned with his psychological condition at the moment. Because I've got the rock in my pocket on account of not wanting to leave it lying around somewhere, and she doesn't want to get affected by it. I don't know why. I don't really get why it matters. I mean, it matters. Definitely, Bernard says. Like, it very strongly matters to a lot of people. Fair, but I think we're all too invulnerable to really have to worry about getting gay-bashed or anything, Khan reasons. Like, at least not as a heat-of-the-moment thing. God, can you imagine the world we would live in if every piece of shit gay-basher had to deal with the consequences of punching fucking Superman? Bernard says feelingly. For real! Oh, Pink K's temporary, Khan clarifies. Cal's not gay anymore. Hold up, I'm sorry. Are you saying that at some point he was? Bernard demands in obvious delight. Is that what you're telling me right now? I guess he was into redheads? Khan says, tilting his head. Slightly twinky redheads, specifically. Which I don't blame him for, if I'm gonna be honest. Well, now I know that forever, thanks, Tim says dryly. Alternate option, he could have been into Batman, Khan points out. Redheads it is, Tim says. You just redhead away over there. I mean, I thought about it, kinda, Khan admits. Tim says, for some reason. No thinking about Batman, though? Bernard asks with a snicker. Not so much, Khan says, making a face. Did consider having some Superman thoughts, but I'm apparently not that narcissistic, surprisingly enough. Khan! Kara chokes. Tell me you've never considered having Superman thoughts, and I'll tell you you're a fucking liar. Khan snorts, shooting her a dry look. Weren't you, like, totally naked when you first showed up on Earth? And then he found you like that and wrapped you up in his cape all nice and gentlemanly and took you home with him? He is my baby cousin, and you are being affected by pink kryptonite poisoning, Kara accuses, her face bright red. Wait, is it actually poisoning me? Khan says with a frown. I feel like you should have led with it actually poisoning me, if that's actually a thing. Well, no, not actually. It's physically harmless, Kara says grudgingly, folding her arms. But you're still being affected. You're having Superman thoughts of all things. He just seems like he'd be considerate, Khan says reasonably. Like, you know, biblically. Young, Tim says, again, for no apparent reason. Bernard sounds like he might be laughing. Or choking? Or maybe both. It's unclear. Please don't hit on Cal, Kara says. Especially don't hit on Cal with pink kryptonite in your pocket. I don't want to know how that situation would end up. Does pink kryptonite affect your inhibitions too, or are you just always like this? Bernard asks curiously. Pretty sure I'm just always like this, going by the things I've definitely still not been forgiven for saying to Power Girl, Khan says, idly tapping a finger against the side of his phone case. Like, pretty damn sure at this point. That is, unfortunately, accurate, Tim agrees resignedly. So you're saying it is ethically okay to have Superboy over while he's gay? Bernard says in a promisingly speculative tone. Khan grins. Just a little, but yeah, he definitely grins. Kara grimaces, because she is absolutely no fun whatsoever. Spoil sport. I did not in any way say that, Tim retorts dubiously. I mean, that's what I heard, man, and I'm the one with super hearing in this conversation, Khan says with a wider grin. My inhibitions are all inhibited, and my personal opinions of people are all the same. I'm currently just batting for the other team. So your normal opinion of me is that if you were gay, you'd come over? Tim says dryly. Yeah, Cotton says, raising an eyebrow. I mean, obviously. How is that obvious? Tim says. Because I already come over every time you let me, Con reminds him. Oh, yeah, Bernard says slyly. And how often does he let you come, exactly? Not often enough, Con replies honestly, and doesn't even bite at the obvious dumb sex joke Bernard so thoughtfully set up for him, even though it is frankly painful not to. Tim says. Con continues to not understand the reason for him repeatedly making that same weird little noise. But whatever, he guesses. It's Tim. Maybe he's stitching his own bullet wounds again or something. Guy's a multitasker like that. You know, this would probably make for a fascinating case study about sexuality, actually, Bernard says musingly. I mean, all I intend to do is abuse the situation to get into your very tight tights. But seriously, maybe we should all be taking notes or something. Ugh, hell no. Rob'd go full on bat if we let him do that. Con snorts, then smirks. He can take pictures, though. I know he's into that. Tim says, yet again, accompanied by a weird random thump. If Con didn't know better, he'd think he'd just fallen off a chair or something. Aw, damn it, dude. I think I actually like you as a person now, Bernard says, sniggering. Are you keeping the kryptonite? Please keep the kryptonite. Like, just for Valentine's and Tim's birthday, that's all I ask. Honestly, don't know if Superman's gonna let me, but I do kinda wanna, Con admits. It seems pretty convenient, really, and definitely sounds fun. And you're sure his inhibitions and opinions aren't being influenced in any way, Kara? Tim asks suspiciously. He's really just like this, yeah, Kara says resignedly. Well, admittedly, Cal spontaneously developed opinions on window treatments and used the word smashing in cold blood when it happened to him, but that might have just been him sucking at flirting, because he really does suck at flirting. What about when it was you? Con asks curiously. No one ever said it happened to me, Kara says. You kinda implied, no one ever said it happened to me, Kara repeats, narrowing her eyes at him and doing an impressively bad job of acting like she's not blushing. So it definitely happened to her, yeah. Okay, we'll pretend about that too then, Bernard says. Well, what are your opinions on window treatments, Connor? That I don't know what they are? Con says. Sounds like he's in his right mind to me, Bernard says. He is absolutely not, Kara retorts dubiously. I really don't feel weird or anything, I swear, Con tells her, since he still doesn't get the problem, but also doesn't actually want to worry her either. I don't even feel any different. Con, you are hitting on your best friend and his boyfriend, Kara says. Together. At once. Simultaneously, one might even say. You've met Wonder Girl and Arrowette before, right? Con says. And both Batgirls and... Oh my god, Con! She cuts him off. Just saying, he says. Then pauses for a moment and frowns consideringly. Actually, question. How gay is this stuff making me? Because while we're on the topic of three-ways, I always kinda wondered about what Starfire and Nightwing get up to together, and if... Con! Kara yells, covering her ears. I'm just asking. I don't know if it's actually possible to be gay enough not to be into Starfire, Bernard muses. Like, I can't imagine how you could ever be. Right? Con says. It's possible not to be into Starfire, Tim says. Like, theoretically. Asexuals and aromantics both exist, for one. Do they? Khan says doubtfully. Like, in general, sure, but when around specifically Starfire? I can't technically prove you wrong due to lack of reliable evidence, but still, Tim says, the possibility is there. If nothing else, the multiverse is a thing. Last time I saw her, she was wearing half a gold lame bikini, and I'm not gonna tell you which half or define how loosely I am using the term wearing, Khan says. I said it's possible, not probable, Tim says. What about you, man? Are you the gold lame type? Bernard asks with a teasing snicker. Just while you're gay and all, of course. That's like practically a cultural thing. Gotta be authentic to the experience, yeah? That is in no way a cultural thing, babe. Tim says dubiously. Please, like I've never worn freaking lame. Khan scoffs. I've worn collars and loincloths and leather and crop tops and enough unnecessary belts to tie up a bat. Lame is nothing. Collars and loincloths? Bernard repeats, sounding confused. Yeah, this one time I crash-landed on a lost Isle of Beastmen and they kidnapped me and enslaved me for a few months, Khan explains, waving a hand distractedly. Frankly, I count myself lucky. They even let me have the collar, much less the loincloth. Bernard says. You never mentioned the collar part of that story before, Khan, Tim says, clearing his throat. You very definitely never mentioned the collar part of that story before. Oh, yeah, the prince kind of kept me as his pet for a little bit, Khan tells him with an easy shrug. Like, he and all his buddies ganged up on me and then took me home with him. But I was kind of feral, I guess, technically. So, like, collar and chain setup. But he was cool. He took real good care of me. Tim says, just barely faintly. Yeah, you should definitely come over, Bernard says. Tim, get the check. Connor, exactly how super is your super speed? You can just call me Khan, Khan says. And Mach 3, last I clocked it? Isn't that like 2,000 miles per hour? Bernard asks. 2,223.3, Khan replies with a pleased smirk. Faster than a speeding bullet, or so they tell me. We'll just meet you at Tim's. How's that? Bernard says. That work for you, Khan? That works for me, Bernard. Khan confirms, smirking wider. Oh my god, Khan, you cannot possibly be serious right now, Kara says in exasperation, rubbing at her temples. Just because you're temporarily gay doesn't mean you should do anything about it. I mean, I'm feeling pretty serious, Khan says, shrugging again. He still doesn't get why she's being so sensitive about this. It's not like this is the weirdest thing I've ever done in pursuit of a good time. Like, holy hell, let me tell you about the ravers sometime. You're going to have to look Robin in the eye after this, Kara says, and work with him, and be a normal person in his presence, normally. I'm aware, Khan says, vaguely bemused by her concern. Like he's never been normal around somebody he's slept with before. Jeez. Tell Cal I ran off with the pink K. If he wants to lock it up in the fortress or wherever, I can bring it back tomorrow. Maybe Monday, Bernard says. Or maybe Monday, Khan amends. It's Thursday, Kara sputters. So it's a long weekend, Bernard says. I'm not explaining this to Cal, Kara says. I'm not explaining this to Batman. I really don't see why you'd have to, Khan says. Rob, you cool with the long weekend thing? Not too much of an imposition? I got the check, Tim mutters in obvious and absolute mortification. Khan's gonna take that as a yes. Cool, he says, grinning broadly. See you soon, Boy Wonder. He ends the call. Kara drags her hands down her face and continues to stay very far away from him and the pink kryptonite in his pocket. When you go back to normal and freak out and make everything weird with your best friend and your team and even your best friend's literal boyfriend, I'm gonna say so many I told you so's, she swears vehemently. So don't say I didn't warn you. Your objection is on the record, Khan says, then tosses her a lazy salute with another grin and takes off, kryptonite and all. Best to just scarp her while Clark's distracted, yeah? Definitely best. Khan has, again, done weirder things in pursuit of a good time, but Clark hasn't always approved of said weird things, so yeah. Scarpering while the scarpering's good. Khan continues to not see the problem with having a little fun with kryptonite for once, and doesn't really want to get lectured over it. It's basically just like a sex toy or whatever, under the circumstances. Clark can lecture him Monday, he figures.